With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lincoln County Board of Supervisors voted to sell Pinecrest Nursing Home this week. This is the second time the board has agreed to sell after the first deal fell through. The resolution comes 3 years after the county started debating the future of the county-run nursing home in Merrill. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Lincoln County is expected to close on its $9.5 million sale of Pinecrest on August 1st. Is being sold to the Ensign Group, which owns or operates hundreds of other nursing homes across the country, including one in Wausau. Supervisor Greg Hartwig told People at Tuesday's county board meeting that he was impressed by the company when he toured the facility in Wausau.
I know not everybody's happy about it. I understand that. Most of us have people in Pinecrest, and I understand that. But I'm comfortable with Ensign that they'll be here, and they're going to serve the community properly.
Lincoln County has said Pinecrest has been running for years under substantial deficits and could no longer afford to run it. There was a lot of vocal support for keeping Pinecrest County owned, fearing that care would decline under a for-profit owner. Pinecrest is one of 36 county-owned nursing homes in Wisconsin. A WPR Wisconsin Watch analysis of U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services data shows they tend to be better staffed and have higher quality of care than for-profits and nonprofits. It was one of the main points of people like Dora Gorski, who asked supervisors to vote no on the resolution to sell.
The number one motive is going to be making a profit, and the people who are there are secondary.
Others like Sister Kathy Lang said they were disappointed in the process the county went through with the sale, especially with the decision not to hold a referendum asking voters their opinion.
Citizens of this county voted you in with faith and trust that you would work for the good of all its citizens, for the youth as well as for the elderly. And it seems that there are examples through the years with past boards and the present board that has not been the case.
The resolution to sell Pinecrest passed 14-8. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A driver needed to be flown to Wausau Aspirus Hospital following a single car crash in Oneida County. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says it got multiple calls about the crash around 8:30 Wednesday night. It happened at the intersection of County Highway K and Mitchell Lane in the town of Nokomis. According to the initial investigation by the Sheriff's Office, 20-year-old Gabriel Walmo of Rhinelander was driving west on Highway K. Witnesses told officers his car was speeding past them. According to the sheriff's office, the driver lost control of the car, which hit the ditch, went airborne, and rolled several times. Walmo was ejected. He was the only person in the car. Walmo was taken to Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital before being helicoptered to Wausau. The investigation is ongoing, and the accident report will be completed by the Wisconsin State Patrol with assistance of the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. High heat and humidity will drift into Wisconsin this weekend. That combination can be a challenge, especially for people who already have a health condition. Dr. Daniel Krause, a cardiologist with Aspirus Healthcare, talked about some of the things to watch for.
Anytime it's hot out, you want to be aware if you're feeling lightheaded, dizzy, fatigued, increased shortness of breath. Those are all reasons to kind of get out of the sun, take shade, try and drink some water. If you don't feel significant improvement, then try and find a cool spot, specifically inside. If you have air conditioning, even better.
There's an enhanced risk for people with heart problems.
People with heart disease are at risk for electrolyte disturbances, dehydrations, oftentimes which can be worsened by some of the cardiac medications they're taking, blood pressure fluctuations, and just general fatigue and increased sweating like most people during hot summer days.
Dr. Krause says to listen to your body. He says a hot summer day is not the time to push yourself. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. In addition to protecting yourself from the impacts of wildfire smoke, you need to protect your pets. Mike Moen explains.
The American Humane Society says just like their owners, the respiratory system for dogs and cats can suffer when smoky conditions come on strong. The organization's Dr. Thomas Edling acknowledges dogs need their outside time on a daily basis, but when the air quality is bad, it has to be limited to very short periods, namely for bathroom breaks. He notes that when they normally go out, dogs can't resist the urge to run around.
younger dogs especially are very prone to doing that. And when you do that, you just make the situation worse because you are bringing more air in quickly, more particulate matter, things like that.
Owners are encouraged to avoid activities like playing fetch during brief outdoor moments with their dog. AHS says older pets and certain breeds, including French bulldogs and pugs, are more susceptible to poor air quality and require extra vigilance. I'm Mike Moen.
The hot sun beating down on the pavement during a heat wave can create a surprise for drivers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation cautions the extreme heat forecast over the next several days could create conditions for pavement buckling. They ask people to be alert. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.